virtual wholesaling out-of-town real estate deals. In this lesson, I will be sharing the newest updates about virtual wholesaling real estate of any location from any location. All you need is a laptop with a decent internet connection. That's it. Virtual wholesaling became very popular since 2017, although it has existed long before that as smart real estate wholesaling. What is smart real estate wholesaling? It's a concept and a whole 200 plus pages book that I wrote in 2018. It outlines the direction that wholesaling in real estate was going, and everything I covered in that book is still true till today. Before I dive in with this story, here are some quick refreshers to bring you up to speed. What is wholesaling in real estate? It is the art and science of finding deeply discounted real estate properties, using marketing to distressed property owners, locking the property under contract, and selling the equitable rights on purchasing the property to an end buyer who is usually a cash buyer investor. It becomes virtual wholesaling when you can facilitate the whole process from a laptop and an internet connection. My virtual wholesaling story. It was a nice late summer afternoon in Plainfield, New Jersey, 2006, and I was chasing after my next deal. I had received this call from a gentleman homeowner who was facing foreclosure. As always, I was excited that this was going to potentially be another deal. I had closed a few deals, but also wasted lots of time on pointless appointments that could have been screened virtually, even in 2006. But you will find out in a minute that I got what was far better than a deal from this experience, and that's why I want to share with you. My name is Ola, and I am the author of the books Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and Real Estate Money Secrets, which you can download for free at www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. So after a quick consultation with him on the phone, I decided to come by the house as I was taught traditionally to inspect the property. And frankly, and to be fair, I had closed a few deals doing the same thing. The virtual wholesaling involves analyzing and adjusting. Competition is real, but that's also an evidence that the real estate wholesaling business model works. But a question came to us yesterday asking, is wholesaling saturated? You may have closed a few deals, but find that you're not experiencing real growth. I have both bad and good news for you. Do you want me to share the bad news first or the good news? See, the bad news is that real estate wholesaling is in fact saturated. It's like asking if the dating game is tougher in the digital era as opposed to before the year 2000. The answer will always depend on your skill set. We can all agree that the barrier of entry into the dating game is lower, as all you really need is a free user profile on Tinder. The good news is that it's still always very lonely at the top when it comes to saturation. In fact, there is no such thing as the cream always rises to the top. How to fix a low appointment to contract conversion rate. So I knew that I didn't enjoy going to a bunch of appointments without coming home with a signed purchase contract. I know what you're thinking. The closing gurus would convince you very quickly that all you had to do is pay $5,000 to learn how to close on the phone. In fact, I consider myself a master closer because of my successful background in direct sales and network marketing. But it had nothing to do with that. It had more to do with analyzing and adjusting my processes with the times of history we were getting into. 1 year before that, YouTube had just been launched. And 2 years before that time in human history, Facebook was just launched. There were many things that were changing human culture as we knew it. So I eliminated appointments altogether in my processes as against what I learned from my mentors. And virtual wholesaling for me was born. But what was the final straw that made me eliminate appointments from within generating the lead and getting the contract signed? Traditional versus virtual marketing strategies. There were many marketing strategies that were taught back in 2004 and 5, but direct mailing letters was by far the most effective for my business. Also, like many people, distraction from shiny object syndrome was real. Every other week, another guru is teaching sizzle dollar cards that you can insert in strategic places in the neighborhood. Places such as the laundromat, gas stations, on the floor at the groceries, train stations. These gurus would swear up and down with everything they cared about on how effective these gimmicky strategies are. Since I didn't know any better or have adequate context to discern, I tested everything. the car magnet versus virtual marketing methods. So back then, one of those marketing strategies that I tested was a magnetic sign on the car that said, avoid foreclosure, we buy houses, 800-555-OTOX. I pulled up to my appointment in Plainfield, but I noticed right away that no one was in the house. So I called my lead and he told me he was around the corner. So of course, I was gonna wait for another potential $25,000 deal. In about 3.5 minutes, it seemed, he pulled up and told me to leave his property immediately. At first, I was confused as I literally just got off the phone with him, promising to wait for him. He managed to give me a quick feedback in the form of damn near yelling, which is the fact that he felt I was putting his business out on the street with my car magnet sign. Wow. Conclusion and main lesson. I could have just taken the car magnet out, but I decided to analyze my business altogether and adjust by eliminating some parts of it that were not serving my business. And if it wasn't serving the business, that also meant I wasn't serving as many people as I could. That also directly affects revenue. If anyone was doing anyone a favor in that relationship, it would be me. So how did I put myself in a position where the lead or prospect felt they were doing me a favor by signing my contract? Let's be honest. The sign was a stretch into the thirsty zone. More importantly, my time needed to be more expensive, so I started pre-qualifying my potential client to make sure they were a fit. There was no DocuSign for digital signature at the time, so I did phone consultations and sent emails with the contract for them to sign. Faxing was the popular thing at the time, so I had them fax it to me as my signal that the seller is motivated. If I don't receive a fax with a signed purchase contract, that's okay. I simply consider them a non-motivated seller, at least not in the moment, so we follow up when we can. Some may argue that I lost some deals, but I would go on to become personally responsible for more than $3 million in transactions in under 24 months. I don't care if the prospect house is next door to you today, there is no such thing as non-virtual wholesaling. To learn more, go ahead and download my two books, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and Real Estate Money Secrets, for free at www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. For a quick start guide, go to www.11dayschallenge.com to set up a lead pipeline in 11 days.